I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It's Friday, which means open phones on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. And here is my telephone number, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Did you see the live coverage of the protests at the campus of the Ohio State University last evening? Oh, yes. I have some comments to pass along, some thoughts that I have. I am absolutely disgusted with one of our local TV stations. I'll give you my thoughts at the top of the hour. All right? I'd love to hear from you. Did the police do the right thing? Primarily, it was the Ohio State Highway Patrol and campus police at Ohio State University. Don't forget, Ohio State has a complete police force. The campus of the Ohio State University is larger than many, many, many cities across America. 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, depends on the time of year and so forth. There are thousands and thousands of cities across America who have less population than the campus of Ohio State University. So, yeah, of course, they have a complete police department. And I'll just say this. I commend them. I thought they did an exceptional job of removing people who were clearly violating the law. All right, anyway, and I've got a whole lot more comments and thoughts to pass along. And I'll do that at the top of the hour. Here's an update. Remember the hundreds of illegal immigrants that attacked our Border Patrol agents down in Texas back in April? They pushed through. They literally assaulted federal agents. And they were charged with, several charges. And a judge down in Texas said, I don't think we will press any charges. No. Well, the El Paso district attorney said, whoa, wait a minute. These people assaulted federal agents. So the El Paso district attorney, Bill Hicks, decided to take it to a grand jury. And the grand jury, made up of 12 local community leaders, has chosen to indict 140 of the illegal immigrants that were involved in the riot and the assault of federal agents at our southern border, after a county judge threw out their cases. Now, Here's the problem. Most of them were released immediately from custody. Most of them are who knows where in the United States. So, 140 indicted. If they are found guilty, they could be made to pay, let me see here, a $2,000 fine and serve up to 180 days in jail. The only problem? They have to find them. And do you really think that illegal immigrants who refused orders from federal agents, assaulted them, broke through? Do you really think that they're going to turn themselves in? Maybe, but I doubt it. But anyway, they have been indicted. So we'll see what happens with that. And then there is Arizona. Folks, I've told you this before. I have tried to warn you. The Republican Party in America is no longer as pro-life as they were. People at the very top of the Republican Party, including Donald Trump and his family, who are basically running the Republican National Committee now, have decided that if Republicans go too hardcore on pro-life, on abortion, they can't get elected. So they have decided from a political position, a political strategy position, to backpedal on abortion, to soften their stance on abortion. Okay, well, yeah, we're pro-life, but let's not talk about it. Well, that is certainly evident in Arizona. As you know, on April 9th, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled 4-2 that a law that was passed in Arizona back in 1912 that basically banned all abortions unless the life of the mother was involved. The Arizona Supreme Court said, yeah, you can enforce it. Roe v. Wade has been overturned, and it is constitutional. Well, immediately, Democrats jumped all over it. See there, those radical Republicans? And Republicans not wanting to be called radical on the pro-life issue said, oh, that's too far. Donald Trump has said, too radical, too far. Well, the Arizona House of Representatives, Wednesday of this week, voted 32-28 to repeal the state law which basically banned all abortion. Three Republicans joined the Democrats in making the overturning possible. Yes, it would not have been possible to overturn the abortion ban without the help of Republicans. So again, I just want to warn you, the Republican Party is not the Republican Party of a few years ago on the life issue, on the abortion issue. They have decided, again, from a strategic position, we're going to moderate on abortion. Yeah, we're still pro-life, but yeah, we're just not going to talk about it because we don't want to. Well, we want to get elected. We want power. So anyway, that just happened in Arizona on Wednesday. Just again, a warning. Speaking of warnings, boy, everybody is just going crazy over Taylor Swift. I have a message for parents and grandparents. You may not want your kids listening to Taylor Swift. I'll tell you why when we return.
talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, I am not one of those who says Christians can't listen to secular music. Joy and I listen to a lot of secular music as long as it's decent, good, wholesome, uplifting. I have no problem with listening to secular music in all different kinds of genres. Yeah, like a little country. Not much. You would think I grew up in a country music household. My mother, well, she tried to play steel guitar. She was never very good, but yeah, she tried. And, we listened to the Grand Ole Opry all the time. So you would think I would love country music, and I can take a little bit of it, but not much. Anyway, I just want to make it clear. I'm not one of those who says Christians cannot listen to secular music. I'm not in that camp at all. But please never underestimate the power of music, positively and negatively. You want to see biblically the positive impact of music? Take a look at Saul, the very first king of Israel. He would have these spells when he was just mentally insane. And that's one of the reasons why they brought David in to play music. Is it 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles? My goodness, my memory fails me. One of the Jewish kings is about to be overrun with an enemy. And he puts a choir together, and the choir sings, and their enemy is defeated. Anyway, music is powerful, positively and negatively. Stay away from the negative. Stay away from the music that tears down. Stay away from the music that appeals to your flesh. Stay away from the music that fights against your spirit. Stay away from music that is anti-God. And yes, there's a lot of it. Now, I could not recognize one Taylor Swift song if my life depended upon it. Do I recognize her name? Of course. Who wouldn't recognize the name Taylor Swift, and especially after the Super Bowl and her boyfriend and all of that? Yeah, of course I know who Taylor Swift is. I'm not familiar with any of her music. None. But many Christians have been warning people about the content of some of Taylor Swift's music, especially her latest album. The latest album is called The Tortured Poets Department, and it has raised some real red flags from people who watch this kind of thing, and I agree with them. One of the songs on her latest album is But Daddy, I Love Him. Here are some of the lyrics that I can read on the air. Some I can't, because many of the lyrics on this album contain profanity. Anyway, here is a part of But Daddy, I Love Him. But Daddy, I Love Him, I just learned these people only raise you to cage you. Sarah's and Hannah's in their Sunday best, clutching their pearls, sighing, what a mess. I just learned these people try and save you because they hate you. She's obviously talking about Christians, Sunday school, Sarah, Hannah, biblical characters, biblical women. I just learned these people only raise you to cage you. Really? Christian parents who try to instill in their children biblical principles and stories about Sarah and Hannah? They want to raise you to cage you? I just learned these people try and save you because they hate you. She's not finished. She says, God save the most judgmental creeps who say they want what's best for me, sanctimoniously performing soliloquies I'll never see, thinking it can change the beat of my heart when he touches me and counteract the chemistry and undo the destiny. You ain't got to pray for me. Me and my wild boy and all of this wild joy. If all you want is gray for me, then it's just white noise and it's just my choice. Yeah. Christians, according to Taylor Swift, are judgmental creeps. Yeah. Another song, Guilty as Sin. She says, quote, what if I roll the stone away? They're going to crucify me anyway. What if the way you hold me is actually what is holy? Yeah, enough of that rolling the stone away, the resurrection of Jesus and stuff. The way you hold me is what's actually holy. Of the 31 song, or pardon me, 11 of the 31 songs on the album contain an E, which stands for explicit. Several of the songs have the F-bomb in it, as well as other profanities. Folks, if you have any discernment at all, I mean, even if you have a thimbleful of biblical discernment, you're not going to be listening to this trash. You're not. You're not going to be listening. And you shouldn't allow your kids to listen either. But Taylor Swift is so popular. Yeah, I know. I know. Well, the old funny daddy's going to take a break and take a nap in the corner. And then, well, if I can wake up, I'll be back.